Joined in the studio this morning, Lynn Moon. She is the chair of the fundraising portion, I guess, of the Marquette General Hospital Volunteers. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You've got a couple of things coming up here and things going on. So let's kind of start here. You have a little bit of information about something called Lights of Love. What is that?
Yes, the volunteers are having their third annual Lights of Love. And this is an opportunity for people to purchase a light on the Christmas tree at the hospital, which is the huge tree located on the corner of College and 7th Street. For a $5 donation, you can purchase a light in honor of someone or in celebration or memory of someone. An acknowledgement card will be sent to the person if you'd like. And we will have the tree lighting ceremony next Wednesday, December 10th. So everyone's welcome to join us.
You've been doing this for a little bit, obviously getting a good response with it, but I'm probably hear from all walks of life here in our area with folks that have been touched at Marquette General. Hearing from people that commemorating many different things, I'm sure.
Yes, it's been we've had a wonderful response, and we're hoping to raise even more money this year. The money supports the Marquette General Hospital Volunteers, which is a wonderful organization. We provide services and purchase items for the hospital and support the hospital and help out with needs.
This sounds basically you do several of the sort of the basic things that kind of help things move at the hospital, wouldn't you say?
Yes, we do. We donate about $150,000 a year to the hospital for various programs. We support Beacon House. We support the hospitality rooms, which are located right in the hospital. We totally run the wig salon, which provides services for cancer patients who need hair and wig services. We buy large pieces of equipment for units that are not budgeted in the hospital. And we have a number of wonderful programs at the hospital, the dog therapy program, clowning around, things like that.
If somebody does want to find out more about getting involved with some of that, how would they do that?
They can go to the website, www.mgh.org, and go to the volunteer section, and there's information about volunteering at the hospital and an application form that you can fill out.
Lynn, a little bit about that and how folks can get it, because it seems to be going fast.
Well, we have a wonderful program at the hospital called Dog Therapy Partnerships, and we have therapy dogs that are trained, and they visit patients in the hospital as well as the area nursing homes. So this year we partnered with them, and we took the therapy dogs and put them in various hospital departments doing a lot of fun things and made a calendar. So we're selling the calendar for $10, and the money will go to both the Dog Therapy Partnership and the Marquette General Hospital Volunteers.
And it is for sale at the gift shop at the hospital, but you're saying that copies are going quick, and also this weekend folks can get some.
Yes, actually the volunteers are going to have a booth at the TV6 Crafts Show at the Dome, and so we will have calendars for sale, we'll have Lights of Love brochures, and we also have another fundraiser. We have a beautiful king-size quilt that was made by a local quilter, Betty Adler. And we're raffling that off. Tickets are $2 a piece, and we'll be doing the drawing for that quilt on December 10th.
For those that are just joining us right now, the Lights of Love program is what? It has to do with the holiday tree and lights.
That's right. We have a beautiful, huge tree on the corner of College and 7th Street, and we'll be lighting that on Wednesday, December 10th at 7 p.m. If you'd like to buy a light for that tree in honor of somebody special, or maybe in celebration of a birth or in memory of somebody who has passed, you can purchase a light for a $5 donation.
If somebody does want to get involved, once again, what is the contact information for folks to get with the overall volunteers, or just making a donation to Lights of Love, or even getting one of these cool calendars?
All right, well, Lights of Love brochures are available throughout the hospital and at the gift shop. We're selling our calendars at the gift shop. And if you want more information about volunteering, you can contact the hospital and ask for the volunteer office, or go on the hospital website, www.mgh.org, and look for the volunteer.
We will also have the information for you on our website, wkqsfm.com. You can go to the Sunnyside Up show notes. JP is actually inputting all of that right now, and you can find out more about how you can get involved with Lights of Love. And again, this weekend, you guys will be where?
We'll be at the craft show at the Dome Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we'll have our quilt on display and an opportunity to buy quilt raffle tickets. We'll have Lights of Love information, so you can sign up for that, and we'll also be selling our beautiful pet therapy calendars.